All right. Nice to be back here. Andy Bagley, my producer, joins me. This is live radio, pal.
You had your headphones off, and the producer's yelling, go, go, and I had to shake you loose.
I know, but I got fans coming up here. Bob Gallo and Kathy are here. Aaron Lurie, my son, is here. And we had Jim Moorhead's parents here before. You know, this is spring training. This is what it's all about.
All the booths are full. You're in the PR director's office, so you're going to deal with the PR director's family, I guess.
No kidding. I've got, to my left, I've got the A's broadcast, and then there's Kruk and Kipe down there. I've seen John Miller, the great John Miller.
I saw John yesterday at Salt River Fields, and he was saying that he's going to be on KNBR today doing innings 1 through 3 and 7 through 9 by himself, and Duane Kuiper doing the middle innings. And he said, I'll be all by myself. And I said, well, hell, I'll come join you. And he said, why not? So I'm going to go on the second inning with him
really?
Today. Yeah.
Good for you. And Comcast, I guess, is doing the game today as
yep,
well.
That's exactly
good.
Right.
Very good. Well, Sandoval, I know you came up just a couple of minutes ago. Are there any updates on him? I saw him shagging for WOTUS in the ground ball drills.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it counts as doing baseball work when you're basically catching the throws from the infielders and flipping them to Ron WOTUS so he can hit another fungo. I'm not sure if that counts as baseball work, maybe in the strictest definition. But he's not been cleared to throw yet. He's still wearing a sleeve on his elbow. And he's up there being evaluated and treated right now. I was trying to wait out Dave Greshner to see if I could get an update, but nothing yet. I'm sure we'll find out a little more maybe after the game.
They made some moves yesterday in the middle infield. Nick Noonan is back. How do you assess that? Is he here, or are they still looking for something on the waiver wire, you know, the possibility of a deal?
Well, it's funny. I saw Nick this morning, and I said, hey, you got a minute for an interview? And he said, sure. And I said, let's go over to your locker. And he said, well, I don't really have one. We could go over and sit at the table for a minute. And it's true. He doesn't have a locker here. So it's one of those things where is he back on the major league side for keeps? Well, hard to say, but I think they want to get a look at him. And, you know, I even thought it was a little hasty that they sent him out when they did back on March 15th because he was playing really well at three infield spots. And Wilson Valdez clearly was not very inspiring. Although I don't know if you saw this, the Florida Marlins picked up Wilson Valdez today. So
that this morning.
At least in their estimation, he's better than Sean Figgins was.
Well, I didn't want to get on you on the Sean Figgins thing. And you weren't really an advocate for Sean Figgins. You were just pointing it out.
No, just to pointing it out that when we pointed it out to the manager, he was a bit interested by it because he had Figgins on one of his barnstorming teams that played in Japan a few years ago. Obviously, Figgins was a little bit of a different player back then. But when you're a manager and a guy plays well for you, then, you know, he leaves a good impression. And, you know, Bochy obviously hasn't seen Figgins day in and day out the last couple of years. He hit about .172 last year.
Yeah, awful.
So not a fit. I ran it up the flagpole and was told, unless we want to sign him to be a coach, we're not signing him.
Andy Baggerly with us, and you can follow him on Twitter at CSNBags. That's with two G's and an S on the end. Looking at the Cactus League, which we like to do. The A's are here today. We haven't really seen much of them. Arizona's got Adam Eaton out 6 to 8 weeks. Hanley Ramirez 6 to 8 weeks. Chase Headley, and I think someone was on, Barry Bloom said it to me today. He says, does anyone know that Chase Headley led the league? Oh, no, maybe it was Scott Miller. Led the league in RBIs last year?
Mm-hmm.
He's out for a while. Injuries, that's a story of baseball.
And I think that that's the number one goal of any team in spring training is to get out as healthy as you can. And of any of those injuries, I think the one to Headley is going to be the toughest because the Padres just don't have enough in their lineup to withstand losing a guy like that for a whole month. That's really going to make it hard for them to get off to any kind of good start. And, you know, if you get off to a bad start and you're the San Diego Padres, it's going to be a little hard for them to see hope. So that's probably going to be the biggest injury, I think, that I've seen this spring.
Well, how do you feel about this ball club? Do you have any concerns just watching them? It's kind of funny. They're the world champions. You just sort of want to get out of here. None of the stats really count. Belt is having a tremendous spring. Pence has sort of had a nice spring down here.
Crawford, too.
Crawford.
Blanco coming around.
Yeah. You got any concerns about the ball club? And why should you? Because they are the world champions, and they're all back.
Well, like you said, there are a number of guys who are swinging the bat well. Angel Pagan obviously had a great World Baseball Classic, too, and he had a rough spring last year. I think they're going to score enough runs. They've got to get Pablo healthy.
Yeah.
Scudero said he wanted to play today, but they said, I'll give your back another 24 hours to rest. You know what, Marty? Talk to me after Tim Lincecum pitches today, because the other four guys have really pitched well. Their last couple turns through the rotation. Lincecum, once again, this is the way we started this spring. This is the way it is now. He's the question mark. He's the one guy. Now, they were able, obviously, to absorb a really awful year from him last year because the other four guys pitched so well and were so healthy. I don't think they can count on going 21-10 in Zito starts, in Vogelsong starts, in Kane starts, all those guys picking up all that slack again this year. So Timmy's going to have to be better, no question. And as long as those five guys are healthy and effective, I think this team's going to be right there.
Chris Heston, that's a name we've talked about in spring. He was terrific in the Eastern League with Richmond. And I think you pointed it out, strike thrower and good ratio, walks to strikeouts and all that. He got hit hard yesterday. Not that it means anything, but they have high hopes for Chris Heston.
Yeah, and it almost reminds me a little bit of Eric Sirkamp 2 years ago, a guy who had an incredible strikeout to walk ratio in the minor leagues, and then we saw him we saw him a little bit at the end of 2011, and he was walking the ballpark and it looked like he was just shying away from throwing strikes. So yeah. I'm sure that that's something a lot of young pitchers have to get over and realize that they can be effective in the strike zone if they throw, you know, from the knees down and really involve the infielders, get some action, get some contact outs, and whether in the major leagues or the minor leagues, if you execute your pitches, you can get outs.
What about the outfield? Torres is in the lineup today. This is almost an opening day lineup if you put Sandoval and Scudero in against Kershaw. I think this is probably what you will see on opening day, with Torres being the right-handed part of left field. Piguero, Gillespie, does anyone have an edge in that thing? And I say this to you because Piguero's hit the ball hard, but they are not giving up on Gillespie yet, because Gillespie's a little older and maybe can sit on the bench for a week, and you can deal with that, where Piguero, maybe you want him to play.
Yeah, and I think the way that I've framed it, the way I've written about it, is when Torres and Blanco were really struggling and they weren't putting together a lot of good at-bats, I think Piguero was a better angle to make this team, because maybe he can even work his way into some regular playing time in left field. But they don't want a young guy like Piguero sitting around and really just being in an absolute bench role. So now that Blanco and Torres have really picked it up and they seem to be rounding into form, it looks like that platoon, they have some better hopes for it than maybe they did a week ago, then I think Gillespie might be the better fit as the guy you can plug in as a number five out there. Plus, inventory always enters into the equation.
I want to tell you something.
Piguero's got an option. He can go to the minors.
Yeah,
Gillespie can't.
I hadn't thought of that until Bobby Evans was just here. And I said, you know something, maybe Gillespie's still in this thing. Maybe he actually is the front runner.
Yeah, I think right now he is. That would be my guess right now is Gillespie's on the team and Piguero would start in Fresno.
Wow, interesting. Andy Bagley, we always learn something. All right, so Maharis, he gave the Giants a good inning yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, saw him in minor league camp. Had one eye on Maharis, one eye on Bumgarner as they were throwing pitches on Jason Diamonds. And Maharis was throwing hard. He looked okay. Got a ground out to short and then a couple of strikeouts. You know, those kids, Angels, low-A hitters, were swinging at pitches, above the letters. So he was having trouble getting his fastball down and got bailed out by a couple swings. But looked to be throwing pretty hard and seemed to come out of it well. So I would have been very surprised just a week or two ago if you told me he was going to be healthy enough to make it by opening day. Now I think he's probably got enough time to get back.
Dan Runsler, has he pitched his way out of this thing?
Well, he's only had one really bad outing, but it was really a bad one. Really struggled to, just got totally out of sorts from the stretch. And Bruce Bochy even met with him after that game and said, look, you've got to make a pitch. Yeah. You've got to keep grinding out there. He was throwing a couple in the dirt through a wild pitch, and then he almost laid a strike in there just to get a strike, and it got hit hard. And he said, look, you can't just groove one just to get a strike. You've got to keep competing. So I think that Runsler still has a decent shot to make this team if Maharis can't go. But if Maharis is healthy, then Runsler's probably going to start at Fresno as well.
I will tell you, this ball club needs three lefties. Bochy uses the bullpen as well as anybody. Mm-hmm. Three lefties is very important for this ball club, where you don't want to burn Affelt or Lopez early. Having a lefty in the sixth inning or the seventh inning is very important to this club, especially not having a traditional closer.
Sure, yeah, if you need to get a Joey Votto out in the sixth inning.
Bruce.
And you don't want to necessarily waste Lopez right there.
That's right.
They can keep Lopez for the last out of the ballgame if they
need
to, I think they will at times.
Maharis is very important on this club, and that's why Runsler's spring, to me, was looking very good, became important when Maharis got hurt. But they need a third lefty. They cannot exist, I don't think, without a third lefty.
Yeah, it's a bullpen where they have more of an advantage with that third left-hander than a lot
absolutely.
Of other pens do.
All right, so you ready to go home?
Yeah. How about you?
I think so. And my son Aaron's here. We're going to drive home together Tuesday. But, yeah, I think so. Leonard Coppett said it. As long as spring training is, it's always a week too long. But, heck, you'll be heading to L.A. for the opener.
Well, then we can't really complain, can we, Marty?
No,
it's a great time of year to be here. The crowds are great. The atmosphere is great. The weather has been tremendous these last three or four weeks. It really is a nice place to be, and I say this knowing full well what it's like to cover a spring training in Florida where the closest camp is 40 miles away. You know, it's a long time, 48 nights or whatever it is, to be away from home, no matter where you go.
No, so it's true.
I'm looking forward to getting home.
Well, we're going to have a capacity crowd here today. I'm sure they'll announce 12,070. It'll be about 13,000 in the park. You don't want to upset the fire marshal.
Just as many as the fire marshal will let you bring in.
All right. Andy, thanks so much, as always.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Andy Baggerly, CSN Bay Area, and, of course, Extra Bags on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you must follow him. Believe me, you have to.